This is Digging Deeper, Daf Yud Gimel. The Gemara on Yud Gimel, at the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph and Yud Gimel on the top of Yud Gimel Amud Beis brought a contradiction regarding the idea of ikur by a behema. The first braisa told us that when you have a behema which was purchased inappropriately, you have to do ikur, which means to sever its legs. However, the next braisa, when it said you do ikur to a behema, it meant noel delis bifaneha v'humeisa me'alea, that you lock it, but you lock the animal up behind closed doors, and it dies on its own. It dies from starvation. Well, which one is it? Why is ikur different in these two cases? So Abaye gave one answer, and Rava gave the other answer, which we're going to focus on. Abaye's answer was that it's bizayon to kachim, since the second braisa is talking specifically about kachim, we have to be machmir, where it's a bizayon, so we can't sever the animal's legs. Rava gives a similar answer, but different. Rava says, b'mnei shenira kematil mum bekachim, it gives off the impression that you're putting a blemish in an animal which is hektish. And as the Gemara says, not as it doesn't appear that you are, you actually are placing a blemish in the animal. However, the whole din is a din derabanan because there isn't a Beis HaMikdash, as the Gemara explains. But since there's no Beis HaMikdash, the whole idea, the whole prohibition of being matul mum bekachim is iser derabanan, as Rashi explains. Tamim yiyeh l'ratzon, komum lo yiyeh bo. The Pasuk in Parshas Emor tells us that if you want to be makriv an animal on the Mizbeach, it has to be tamim yiyeh l'ratzon and without a blemish. But now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Mizbeach, therefore the prohibition of bimata mum bekachim is only an iser derabanan. And that's how Tosos understands the sugya, and that's how the Rush in Baba Metzia also understands that the prohibition of being matul mum bekachim bizman hazeh is only an iser derabanan, which perhaps can help us in the following case. We know that an animal that is born, that is a bechor, has special kedusha. It has special kedusha, and you can't do anything with the animal. You can't sell it. You can't use it to work the field. Rather, you have to leave it be on its own until it develops a blemish, and then you can do something with it so that once it's no longer roi to be makrev on the mizbeach. But so long as it's blemish-free, you have to leave it be. So we can ask the following question. Well, why not being matal mum on this bechor? Not on your own, but rather ask a non-Jew to do it for you. Because then you have, so it's a mir la'akum, and what you have is a shvus to shvus. A mir la'akum is a din derabanan, and then being matal mum bekachim is a din derabanan, so shvus to shvus, perhaps we can permit it. So it's not a makom mitzvah, but perhaps there's a tzorach. Right, there's a concern that if you leave the animal in its current state, maybe someone's going to make a mistake and end up working the animal, or maybe they'll shecht it. So shvus to shvus b'makom tzorach. Maybe we can permit such a thing. Or similarly, let's say the bechor is a suffik bechor. We're not positive that this animal is a bechor. Maybe it's a bechor. Well, that's the case. Maybe if it's a suffik bechor, maybe someone is allowed to be matal mum and a suffik bechor, because it's, again, it's shvus to shvus. It's only din derabanan, and it's only suffik. So maybe we can rely on suffik derabanan lahakel on when there's two sveikos to be matal mum bekachim. So the Chassam Sofer was asked this question, and the Chassam Sofer said you can't do this. The reason for the prohibition is that kachim has a separate category, chumrat kachim. Once there's chumrat kachim, which he actually quotes from the Ravid is quoted in the Rush, that there's a chumrat kachim. So too, this chumrat kachim applies for a bechor and a suffik bechor, and therefore, even though based on the principles of shvus to shvus and suffik derabanan, there is room to be lenient, in our case, we would be machmer because of chumra to kachim. And the truth is that the Rabbi Kiva Eger discusses this issue, and Rabbi Kiva Eger says that the Shulchan Aruch seems to clearly paskin on this halacha in Simin Shin Yud Dalet Sif Yud, when the Shulchan Aruch writes Yisrael lo nechshedu ala bechoro safil shalhem lefichach Yisrael sheyesh lo safik bechor shenechal bemumo lebalim neman lomar shenafal bemum meatzmo. He's believed to say that the blemish came on its own. Well, hold on a second, says Rabbi Kiva Eger. Why couldn't we just have the Jews say that he placed the blemish on it? Why wouldn't he just say he was matul the mum? What difference does it make whether it's matul mum or nafal b'mum? Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, you see from the Shulchan Aruch that being matul mum bekachim, even though it's a suffik b'chor, is not enough of a heter to rely on. So you see that the Chassam Sofer and Rabbi Kiva Eger both point out that on a Safik Bechor, or asking a non-Jew to do it on a Vareh Bechor, a Shvus to Shvus B'Makom Mitzvah, B'Makom Tzorech, would not be a heter to rely on. I do want to take it a step further. Another reason to be Machmir is the Rambam. The Rambam's interpretation of our Gemara is different than Rashi and Tosfos and the Rush and Ravid. When the Rambam discusses the halacha being matal mum bekachim in Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach in Perak Aleph, he writes that someone who's matal mum bekachim ain't a loka. They're not going to get malchus. Why not? Because Malchus is only Bizman Shabes HaMikdash Kayim. But Aval Bizman HaZeh Afal Pish Avar Belo Saseh Ein Oloka. He says, nevertheless, you're in violation of a Lo Saseh, you're in violation of a Doraisa. So according to the Rambam, being Matu Mun Bekachim is more Machamer, it's even an Isser Doraisa. So when you put all these Shitas together, it's clear that there wouldn't be a Heter to rely on Shvus to Shvus in order to be Matal Mum on a Bechor and for a Tzorech. However, what if you have a case where there might be more reason to be Makel? So for example, what if you have a case where you have an animal that's a Bechor Behema, which is grazing in the field, but it developed some sort of disease, a disease which is contagious. And as a result, all the other animals could be affected. And you don't have a solution to protect the other animals. So what can you do with the Bechor? Perhaps then we have a Shvus to Shvus B'Makom Hefsid Meruba. In those type of situations, maybe because the financial loss, the potential financial loss is so great, then maybe there is room to rely on this heter of shvus, the shvus, have a non-Jew make a blemish in the animal, and then you can rely on that. But generally speaking, there is no heter with kachim, because of the chumrah of kachim and other reasons, there is no heter to be matal mum on kachim, and including a bechor.